Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce, and you're listening to the world famous
Hollywood and Friends on Hampton Blue Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. What up, y'all? It's your boy Hollywood, and you are rocking with Hollywood and Friends. We hit every Sunday at 12 noon. It's usually me. It's usually the homie, Miss Judy, and it's usually Venor. They like to go out Saturday nights. They probably going to come flying in here a little bit later, but we're going to get this show jinking. First off, today we got on our artist spotlight a girl who I actually met through Venor. She's a real dope singer. She's from Brooklyn, and her name is Emotion. Going to have her playing her joint a little bit later. It's called Stone Cold. I heard the joint and I had to reach out. She had to be an artist spotlight for this week. It's a new thing that we're doing on the show. So if you or someone you know is an artist, a dope artist, hit us up, hollywoodandfriendsradio@gmail.com, and you might just be the artist spotlight coming up in the next couple of weeks. That's what we do here on Hollywood and Friends. We like to showcase the new talent, the up-and-comings. We hear the same people on the radio over and over, and there's a lot of emerging talent that's out here in New York and even around the whole country, so we like to showcase those people. You never know who's next out in the world. Speaking of emerging talent, there's a showcase every month at it's called The Basement. It's done at Karma Lounge in Lower East Side, where Hampton Blue Entertainment puts on every month, and it's for the emerging act. I actually went to check it out this week, and it was a pretty good show. I do have some a few things regarding the artists that I've seen. Some of them were dope, and but I'm going to save what I had to say about that for what blows my lid. It's just about people being original or whatever. Like, we'll save that though for what blows mine actually a little later on. That's another segment we do where you basically call and let us know.
Well, I have a feeling you're about to talk about the trash
under your skin. But know what you said?
I said, well, I have a feeling you're about to call somebody trash.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, both trash.
Not calling anybody trash. You guys
y'all
are
both trash.
Late. How about that?
I'm both trash.
Listen, we got to be fashionably late. It's not late. Fashionably late.
Miss Judy, ladies and gentlemen. At Miss Judy Avenor Music, at I'm Hollywood, at Hampton Blue. But yeah, like I was saying, that's going to be what blows mine a little bit later on. Another thing we're doing is this question of the day. This week, our question of the day is, it was inspired by Alicia Keys' character on Empire. And basically wondering, because she was so open and cool, knowing that Jamal, the character on Empire, was gay, and she still was, like, feeling some kind of way about him. So I'm asking the ladies out there, would you ever date a guy who is either openly bisexual or who has expressed in the past that he's dated the same sex? Miss Judy.
No.
And why? She just stay out like, no. No.
That's nasty.
I have a, I don't know what it is, but every time when he's talking, I don't know, maybe watching a lot, too many Call Him Rennie videos, but for some reason, he always pops in my head. Whenever you make a comment, but no, you know who that they Call Him Rennie is, right?
Yeah, huh?
This guy, we really need to get this piano music.
Yeah, you need the pianos.
We need that.
Venor could do it for us.
I mean, I did think about that, but I was just like, I don't want to commit to that and not, you know, be able to. Nah,
3 seconds.
Right? I got you.
But yeah, so, I actually have a different perspective from another listener, and it could be because she is bisexual herself, but her response to me was
different.
Yeah, it was yeah, because if if I didn't, I would be a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
That was her response. So I'm curious to hear from anybody listening. Press 1 if you're on the line already and let us know. We're going to be speaking on this throughout the whole show. Also,
I think a female would be allowed to be a hypocrite on that case. On that case.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's different.
Yeah, it is different, but I don't know. But yeah, if any topics that we're talking about today, you're welcome to chime in at any time. Just press 1 and we'll bring you on the line. Or if you're listening on the internet, that good old internet, call us up 646-716-8544 and be sure to press 1 when you want to say something. So let's get into this Donald Trump guy. This Muslim ban. After this shooting that happened in San Bernardino, California, this mass shooting, he put out a press release basically calling for a ban of all Muslims entering the United States. And mm-hmm. just like, this guy's running
ridiculous. Right, exactly.
Like,
and actually in the lead, and yo, this is crazy.
Yeah. I think we need to ban Donald Trump from making press releases. He seems to constantly put his foot in his mouth. I don't know if this is his game plan, if this is his tactic to, like, if this is what's making him so popular.
Right.
Saying the worst things. But I watched this video of one of his rallies, and the news reporter was going down the line asking the people who were there to support him what they thought of his new proposition of banning Muslims. And all of them were saying they agree, which is not shocking, because I feel like anybody who is going to vote for Donald Trump is clearly agreeing with
an
what
idiot.
He's saying.
Right.
And that
just
too.
Like an idiot just like him.
It's just
you
crazy
what,
to me.
You know what
Go
I
ahead.
Think? I think it's like Donald Trump is a result of when you have somebody who can really just say what they want in politics. Like, he is the example of that. Because you got to think about the fact that before him, mostly every other candidate, you know, with the exception of what I see Bernie Sanders is, mostly every other candidate had to appeal to a certain, you know, mindset or, you know, a belief system or a certain party, or they have people around them that write for them a campaign. So Donald Trump, I feel like he's just more on some, like, whatever I feel, that's what I'm going to say. And, you know, I feel like that's the he kind of, like, speaks what people feel but don't necessarily say, because the term politically correct is like a real thing, but he's just not politically correct. And the dangerous thing is he could change his mind in the next 2 years, you know what I'm saying, because he might feel differently.
Right.
But a candidate might not be able to do, they might feel the same thing but they just can't say it, they wouldn't say that because they're going to offend people, they're going to, you know. But for him, it's just like, he don't care who he offends, because he don't have to pay he's not getting paid by nobody.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
He's an asshole.
I seen somebody said somebody said the reason why they vote for Donald Trump is because Donald Trump, their president, lies to them. At least Donald Trump tells them the truth.
Oh shit.
Which president is this? Or they just speaking?
I don't know. I think that was a quote that I saw. My president lies to me. At least Donald Trump tells me the truth.
Wow.
What did he lie about?
But then again, you never know. Some people don't know. Like, everybody has their ideas. Everybody, you know, it's like if the president says one thing is going to happen and something doesn't happen, or, you know, things don't go the way that he said it would.
Obama did a lot in his term, so.
I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just saying people have their different views. And I spoke to people who feel like certain things that he said, he didn't, you know, make good on promises.
Yeah.
So.
Another thing, too, with Donald Trump, I don't know if he's just so ignorant or something, but it's bigger than just you taking office. You're not going to get into the office and just feel like you're going to go X, Y, Z, and that's going to be the case. It's almost like I look at presidency as kind of like just like the spokesman. Like, a lot of people feel like the president of the United States can just press a button and, like, something is going to change. There's a bunch of people that you got to go through before a bill is even, like, approved. There's a lot of steps. It's not just Obama saying, I'm going to do this and this is this. He got to fight for a lot of things himself because you got a lot of people on the opposite side who is not feeling the things he's proposing and might vote against it, and then it's not going to fly. And Donald Trump is the same way, unless he's going to have his whole, if everybody is going to be Republican across the board, if they all win the votes and it's all Republicans in there, that's the only way anything he wants is just going to automatically fly. I don't know what people think the president of the United States is, but it's bigger than me just saying, I'm going to do this. Like, he's really just the face. It's kind of like the face of the United States of America. But it's more than him that makes these decisions.
But it's because you got to think that's an effect, though, of the fact that a lot of presidents are bought. You know what I'm saying? And in the eyes of the people, that's how we see it. A lot of presidents they're bought because people, you know, fund their campaigns, so they have to kind of they have to take their interest once they get in the office. That's like me saying, okay, so I'm gonna give you $1 million to run, and I own a gas company, right? So I'm gonna give you $1 million to run. So when you get in the presidency, then you do what you have to do to make sure that my company is good. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, once you get into office, no matter what I do, you're not going to necessarily go against me because you have to kind of play by the rules. But with somebody like Donald Trump, he might not necessarily have those same cuffs on him. So he could probably just say what he wants. Of course,
if this man becomes the president, it's going to be so crazy.
Yeah, it would definitely be crazy.
Yeah. Can't get jiggy with that.
They would have to kill him before he gets to the White House.
Yeah, and I feel like that's probably what it is. That's, yeah.
You know what I read recently that's kind of like a plot twist? There was an article that said that this is all his plan just to get Hillary in the office. Like, in the sense of be the most dickhead, be the biggest dickhead you can be so nobody won't vote for you so Hillary could get in. People are saying it's because he's expressed in the past how much he likes Hillary, how Hillary and Bill attended him and his wife's wedding. Like, it's almost like, oh, they're friends, and this is like a plot to get her in office. I'm like, yo, if that's not the best movie I ever heard, like, that would be the illest plot twist ever, but that's not the case. I don't think that's the case at all. But I did read that.
He's a dickhead.
Yikes. Let's move on, though. Again, anybody listening, at any point you want to chime in on anything, don't be scared. Just press 1, and we'll bring you on. And we still got that question of the day. But ladies, would you date a guy who is openly bisexual or who hasn't expressed in the past dating the same sex?
No.
Miss Judy is definitely on a solid no. But I'm curious to hear from other people. Let's move on to this Drake and Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill jambalaya happening. First off, we know about the Drake and Meek beef, but it usually just stays between the artists. But nowadays, when you got social media, these beefs are not the way the Nas and Jay-Z beef or the anybody else beef. It's going a little too far.
What happened there?
I kind of expect for the rappers to keep it on wax and hope that the rappers keep it on wax, but the fans aren't keeping it on wax. And would you guys believe the fans, Drake fans, actually called up the prosecutor, blew up the prosecutor Noel DeSantis' phone crazy because Meek Mill is on probation and apparently he isn't allowed to leave the country or something, and he was on the Nicki Minaj tour without permission. He was on the Nicki Minaj tour and it had a date in Canada. He was at the border. He couldn't get into Canada for whatever reason, and all of this is being documented, I guess, on his social media or whatever. Somehow Meek ended up performing in Toronto on a particular night. Drake's fans wasn't feeling this. They called up the prosecutor multiple times, basically telling and demanding that he prosecute Meek Mill for violating his probation. Talk about
That's
getting
crazy.
Out of line.
That
like
is
what?
Crazy.
But you know what? This is the thing you gotta realize, right? A lot of people don't get the seriousness of a situation like that. Like, you got a lot of people who think jail is just like detention in school. Like, it's not that serious, whatever. Or, you know, they don't really get the full gravity of what that can mean for somebody's family. They just, it's crazy to, like, that you lose so much respect as a person to even think that that's something cool to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, what do you expect from a Drake? Like, every single Drake fan is not going to be a real person. When I say a real person, I want to say person instead of, you know what I'm saying? But every single Drake fan is not going to be a real person. So,
yeah,
it's just like, shame on y'all to even think that shit is cool in any way.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yikes. So, due to them calling up crazy, they opened up a case on Thursday.
Wow.
And
wow.
Meek had to go to court behind this. And this is where Nicki Minaj comes in. I'm reading that she actually took the stand on his behalf, basically trying to tell the judge, like, he's not the same guy that he used to be. She basically says she's helping him work on being an adult. And she's vouching for him, telling the judge, like, look, like, We're gonna possibly get married, blah blah blah. Like, he's a good guy. He's not that same guy as before. And never know, it may or it may not work. I think it could hold some clout. It kind of remind me of that episode of Making It a Band when Diddy wrote that letter to the judge for Dylan.
Yeah, man, I remember that.
And it worked, because I mean, if you got a certain clout as somebody like Diddy would, or Nicki Minaj is at the top of the top right now, so she probably has that power for the judge to say, you know what, like, I'm gonna give him a shot.
But the case of the matter is, he left without permission. She knew what he was doing was wrong, and she just still let him, like, you know? Maybe the judge might say that.
Yikes. Let's move on, though, to Lil Mama. Lil Mama is back with, she's promoting this new EP called Take Me Back. And you seen the campaign, Miss Judy, right? What you thought? What you think of it?
Yeah, I've seen a few pictures. Not too many, but I saw a few things. So, what is it about? Tell us what it's about.
Well, it's her return. It's, you know, Lil Mama kind of been getting the short end of the stick for a little while. Even these memes that seem to not go away when she was crying on the Breakfast Club, and people are taking this picture and just like running with it and creating all these different memes behind it.
Well, that's how Olivia, that's how Raven Simone popped back up into existence, because they kept putting up those memes of her when she was Olivia. So maybe it's a comeback for her.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe she started it.
Could be that too. But it's the return. We like Lil Mama. She was actually on our show. And I think she's a dope artist. I think she just, ever since that getting on stage with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, is kind of like nobody let her live that down. And
right,
she just kind of been getting killed out here on these internet streets for the longest ever since. But we'll see. This EP is coming out, and actually this week, this Friday, and it's called Take Me Back. And if you go do hashtag Take Me Back Mama, you can see the campaign and all that. I'm looking forward to it.
how that works out.
But
speaking of Little Mama, let's talk about Little Bow Wow. How about that Little Bow Wow? So, what you think? What you think? What? What? They like one and the same person.
Miss Judy, ladies and gentlemen.
Miss Judy. Yo, this story came out with Erica Mena and Bow Wow. You know, they broke up, they split up and all that, called up the engagement. But recently, Erica Mena came out basically saying that Bow Wow is an abuser.
Right.
And I'm just like,
that?
Yikes.
You really think that he, I don't think he abused her, because she's a firecracker.
I was saying, I feel like, if anything, I feel like maybe verbal abuse or something. Cause I
right.
Can't,
you know, he's got that little
believe,
man complex.
I can't possibly believe that. We know from Love and Hip Hop, she be kicking niggas in the neck, literally, and fighting any and everybody. And she's just, like you said, a firecracker, and she's so strong and, like, take no shit. I cannot believe that Bow Wow, Shad Moss, who's probably like 5'1 with Tim's on, would be putting his hands on Erica Mena. I cannot.
I don't think.
But then again,
like I said,
again,
I don't think they're talking about her. I think he's just talking about, she was talking about his baby mother that she said beating her ass.
What you saying, Avinor?
No, I was going to say, you know, a lot of people get, especially when you're shorter, you get that Napoleon complex. I don't just
think you're going
to. I'm just saying, some dude, you never know.
I don't know. It's just as I don't really see it, but it is crazy. I do feel like it's those are some heavy
allegations
though, right? Like
my thing
I
is
feel
this.
Like. Go ahead.
Let me tell you, whenever I hear some shit like that, I just gotta think about it like this. If I was in a relationship with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, like, there's no way for them to even say something like that about me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how it could even happen. I don't see how that could come to, like, I don't see how that could even come out. So that's the same way I look at it. If somebody's saying it about somebody, in some way, there should be something at least to, like, suggest that that's, you know what I'm saying? You don't just pull something
mm-hmm.
like that out of nowhere. That's not cool to say about somebody. So for you
right.
to even get to that point where you can say
But you also know when you have relationships and when shit don't go the way it's supposed to, especially you're on such a public platform and being the type of person that you are, you would probably, not you, I'm just saying in general, you try to do and say whatever to like make this person out to be craziest.
I don't see that. I don't see her
We've
doing
all
that
seen that happen. Like, he's out
like,
here calling her X, Y, and Z. She's going to pull out the guns herself and start saying X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah,
she could have did that on other relationships.
You know she got a mouth. You know she got a mouth for him.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm not.
Well,
you know,
guess what, Erica? Congratulations on the breakup. The reason why I say congratulations is now you could get you a real boy. How about that?
Oh, shit.
A real boy.
Now she could get her. She has the potential, so now you could get you a real baller. Bye, Little Bow Wow.
Oh, man.
Forever will be Little Bow Wow. Fuck Shadmore. Little Bow Wow.
Sheesh. Hollywood and Friends, y'all, at Miss Judy, at Vanor Music, at I Am Hollywood, at Hampton Blue. We about to get into our portion of the show where we do artist spotlight, where we basically shine a light on who we think is about to like be next out here in this world. So this right here is what we call artist spotlight.
And now, artist spotlight.
Y'all ready for this?
So this week we got a girl who I met through Vanor. Vanor, you know her very well. Her name is Emotion, E-M-O-S-H-U-N. She has this new song that's called Stone Cold. And when I heard the song, I was like, this song is something that we need to be featuring on the show. And I'm going to tell you guys a little bit more about Emotion. She is from Brooklyn. Her name is Emotion Campbell. She's from Brooklyn. And she's been singing since she was the age of 2. She actually graduated from the American Musical and Dramatic Academy for the Fine Arts and Performing Arts. She's performed for BET at the opening of the Biggie Smalls Wax Monument at the Wax Museum. She was cast in the world-famous Dreamgirls off production, where she played one of the singers from the infamous all-girl group, the Stepsisters. And she also has a show that she does. I'm not sure if it's weekly or monthly, but it's the Creative Mind Show. And her the show is basically to showcase, similar to what we're doing, other artists in all walks, whether you spoken word, actual artists, painting, whatever. It's a Creative Mind Showcase. For more info on that, you can go to thecreativemindshow.com. It takes place in Brooklyn and Manhattan, and sometimes in Atlanta, Georgia. And her motto is never give up on what you love to do and what makes you happy, as long as it's positive and benefiting you. Be timeless. And this song is called Stone Cold, and it's featuring Thick Calm Life. Let's get into that, and we're going to get back a little more into who Emotion is after this. Artist Spotlight, Hollywood and Friends. Thank you, buddy.
Don't be the reason I'm so cold.
And we're back.
Yeah, yep.
And that was Stone Cold by Emotion featuring Sitcom Life. Shout out to my boy Newell the Kid. He actually produced that. Yeah, it's a dope record. Emotion is an dope artist from Brooklyn. She unfortunately is not able to be with us today to give her interview because she had prior engagements. But yes, thank you. Shout out to you because that record is dope. And look forward to new music on the way from her because we're working together, she and I also. So I'm producing some records for her next album as well. So, our next project, excuse me.
Nice.
Keep posted.
Nice. And for anybody who want more information on Emotion, you can hit up emotionbcampbell.com. That's EmotionBCampbell.com. If you don't have a pen on you and you wasn't able to remember that, just hit up facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends and we'll post the link and all that there. You can check it out. Yeah, Stone Cold featuring Sitcom Life. If you want to line, if you want to say anything about Emotion, shout her out, whatever, press 1 and we'll bring you on. If not, thanks for tuning in. And we're going to keep this show moving. Judy had to step away for a second, but she'll be back with us shortly. But what else is hot in the blog? We got Beyonce is coming back. Did you know this? Did you know this? You hear me not speaking English.
Did I know this? Yeah, I know this.
Yeah, we got a call at 717. Oh, wait, they're gone. Gonna try to get them back, but yeah, I don't know if you knew this, but Beyonce, there's been talk that she's actually about to shoot a new music video in like 2 days in New Orleans. No one knows what for. No one knows what if it's for a new album or what. But yeah, there was a post sent out by a choreographer who stated that he needed to find extras for this Beyonce project. And then a young boy, I don't know who he is or who his mother is, but he tweeted out saying, my mother's going to be shooting a video with Beyonce in 2 weeks in New Orleans with like the shocked face. And I don't know how people find these random ass tweets, but they found this random tweet and they screenshot it and kind of made people think like, oh shit, it's official. I mean, it's been a while. It's been 2 years. A lot of people feel like, oh, Beyonce needs to take a break. It's been 2 whole years since that self-titled album dropped. So it might not seem like it, but it's been a long time. So I think it's due. I think
that's crazy. That's 2 years ago.
So that shouts to Beyonce. And we got the caller 717 back. Caller, what up, what's your name and where you from?
Hey, this is Erica all the way in Pennsylvania. I just wanted to call and give my girl Emotion a shout out on that new Stone Cold track.
Nice.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. And I'm
all
sure
right.
She appreciates you.
All right,
thanks
keep
for
doing
listening.
All right, no
appreciate
problem.
It.
Bye.
Fast shouts to Emotion. Once again, that joint was called Stone Cold featuring Sitcom Life, and you can find it at emotionbcampbell.com.
Yeah, that's a dope track, too. Like it.
Yeah, it definitely was. Kind of got like a old school vibe to it. Like a,
I was going to say old school, yeah.
Yeah, like a early 2000s vibe, I say.
Right, but not the cheesy old school vibe.
Yeah, and this Sitcom Life person, I need to look her up because that the way she was on the track is just crazy. You don't really hear people rhyming like that these days, so I'm curious to hear her stuff.
Yeah. Shout out to Sitcom too. She's actually an artist who was a part of the Dean's List tour, so I had the pleasure of working with her.
Nice.
On Dean's List tour. Shout out to Scott Morris and the Dean's List tour.
Yeah, she definitely did her thing on that song, Stone Cold. But speaking of Beyonce, she's on the new Coldplay album, like you mentioned. before.
Yes.
And Coldplay, well, before we get into Coldplay, did I read somewhere that you actually had something to do with that record?
Yeah, actually, that's crazy. I co-produced the record with Coldplay and Beyonce, yeah, for the Him for the Weekend record.
Nice.
That's a real experience in itself, man. Like, to even get that call, like, yo, they selected one of the beats for the album, and I'm just like, what?
Right.
Coldplay.
Right. Like, wait, hold on. Like, call me back in a second.
No, but you know, it's crazy how hell it is. Like, the dude, he told me about the record, right? Then we met, and
yeah.
I heard the record. I heard the song, and the guy goes, does that voice sound familiar? And I'm like, no. You know, I'm like, you know, it's kind of like Rihanna at first, but then I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to. But then he's like, because if you hear the record, you know, like, Beyonce's not really singing like.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like background-ish, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then he told me it's Beyonce. I'm just like, what? Like, hold up, what? Like, that's like a double whammy.
Right, like, what?
Like, it could have been any record on the Coldplay album, but the one with Beyonce on it. I'm just like, whoa, you need to listen.
Right.
That's
definitely
crazy.
Congratulations on that.
I appreciate it, man.
If you
thank
guys
you.
Haven't heard it, just Google Coldplay's Him for the Weekend.
Yeah, the right? album is a head full of dreams, and the record is Him for the Weekend. Not him as in H-I-M, but him as in
H-Y-M-N.
Him, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that Him for the Weekend thing, that's not coming out.
Right. You slut. What do you mean, Him for the Weekend? No.
Oh, man.
Nah, but speaking of Coldplay, though, they actually just announced that they're going to be the halftime act at the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
This February. But what's weird to me, because Coldplay you would think is like a big deal, everybody likes them, they're kind of getting mixed reviews for this halftime show. I'm seeing a lot of people like, no, what are y'all doing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, is it really that bad to have Coldplay as the halftime act for the Super Bowl? Am I missing something?
I don't know.
I'm missing
I think people are probably excited about the whole Bruno Mars redoing it thing.
So you think they wanted Bruno to come back?
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it was. And plus, there was a little bit of talk about that. So I think that's probably why people were kind of anticipating that.
Yeah. We got some callers on the line from 678. Let's bring that one on. 678, what up? What's your name and where you from?
Yo. Black Phil from Atlanta, Georgia. Giving a shout out for Emotion.
Nice.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks a lot, man. Let's bring on 347. What up? What's your name? 347, you there?
I guess not.
All right, well, if you call us on the line.
404. Let's bring 404 on. What up? What's your name?
My name's Essence. I'm shouting out my big sister, Emotion. I love you.
Nice.
Hey, wow. Thank you. Thank you for calling us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, Emotion's getting a lot of love out here in these streets.
Right.
Rightfully so. That song, Stone Cold, if you missed it, EmotionBCampbell.com is
and
where
you can
find it.
Hold up, but you can't even say these streets because one was from Texas, the other one was from a 404. I think 404 is Atlanta, right?
I don't even know.
Yeah, 404.
I don't even know where 718 is from. No.
She's getting love across the nation, so big shout out to her.
Word. And Emotion, like Vanor said earlier, she couldn't be on with us today, but we're going to try to set that up maybe for next week or the week after. But eventually we're going to get Emotion on and we can, you know, delve in a little more on who she is and what she got coming up and all that good stuff. So we're going to arrange that for everybody tuning in for Emotion. What else happened this week is this Billboard Woman in Music. You guys... what this is, they basically give shine light on the women who's making numbers or just doing their thing in the game, and that took place. It's actually going to air on TV, but the good thing about it Missy Elliott won the Innovator Award. Lady Gaga got Woman of the Year, and Fifth Harmony got Best Group, and it's gonna be air on Lifetime on December 18th.
They didn't give Caitlyn Jenner an award, did they?
No. Right.
All right, just make it sure.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right.
We got another caller from 678. What up? What up? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Shanae Campbell. I'm Emotion's mom. I just want to say I'm proud of my baby. And hi, Vanilla. I'm proud of you,
hey,
too.
Shanae, how you doing? Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You, too. Thank you again.
We got another caller from 717. What up? What up? What's your name? Hello? You're on. Oh, no. Oh, they dropped. Where's 717? Where's the area code? I wonder.
Google it.
It sounds like Texas.
Google it.
That's where the first young lady called from.
It's actually PA.
Fuck it.
So
PA?
On another side of the country. Yeah, it's PA. Call out. Yeah, so fat shouts again to everybody calling in for Emotion. Once again, we're going to have her, gonna try to get her on like maybe next week or the week after for a one-on-one interview. But yeah.
Yeah, we need
Let's
to set that up.
Before we get into what blows mind, you know that's the part of the show where we basically say what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves. We all got it. What people be doing that's just like, bro, what are you doing? And we still got that question of the day, too. It's not too late for you to answer. It's for the ladies out there. It's inspired by Alicia Keys' character on Empire. And basically saying, would you ever date a guy who is openly bisexual or who has expressed in the past that he dated the same sex? Would you date them? For the ladies out there. Press 1 if you're online already, or just call us up 646-716-8544. Yo,
so
Christmas time is coming.
I have some answers to the question of the day.
No.
All right, let's hear it.
No.
So yeah.
We
so
know
Miss
Judy is going to know.
No, it's all different answers. It's all different
no.
answers. So one was no. The next one was nope. The next one was nah. And the other one was no, but I respect the honesty.
Wait, I need that. Say that again.
One was no, the other one was nope, the next one was nah, and the other one was no, but I respect the honesty.
Exactly.
Nope, no, nah.
Right. At least they give a variety in the answers. You can't blame them.
Right.
Nah.
Ladies of the school.
Nah. Nay. Yikes. But I was saying, it's Christmas time. You know, it's the holiday season. And there's this a certain group of people or a certain type of person who's doing these good deeds. We heard of Secret Santa. It usually happens in the workplace where you, like, exchange names and shit. And you don't know who's getting you whatever. But how about there's somebody who's going around randomly to Walmarts, to Targets, any store that has like a layaway system where, you know, families, they may not be able to afford their stuff. They go and put it on layaway so that their kids can have everything they wanted and they don't have to come out their pocket all at once. This random person is going around and paying off people's layaway bills. And now when they go into the store to pay off, they get a note saying, Merry Christmas, I paid it off for you. And it's
wow.
a real life Secret Santa. I think it's super dope.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I would definitely do it if I was in a position to. It's definitely something that, you know, people go in there, they struggling, they finally going to pay it off, and then voila, it's done. It's like, what? Crazy. Yeah, definitely a good deed.
Would you pay somebody's layaway?
Where is she?
I don't hear.
I said, let's talk about those hoverboards.
Let's talk about what?
Those hoverboards.
Oh, what about them?
How they catch on fire. I don't know.
Oh,
it's kind of funny because at first it was like, all right, it was hard to get. It was dope. Everybody wanted one. Everybody got one. Then they became against the law. Now they dropped that ban, and now they're just blowing up.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think? I think those are the cheap ones. I think niggas stop trying to get
they
a deal. Stop
cheap
trying
ones.
To pay $150 for a hoverboard that is normally like $600. Step your money up. You buying these cheap ones probably from the bargain
they
store.
All cheap.
That's
they
why
all
the
come battery, from China.
That's why the battery is exploding.
They all cheap. That, they all coming from China. Please.
You got the knockoffs.
What's
your drink
difference?
Don't even go 4 miles per hour, and you're wondering why the battery is blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's crazy. I don't want one in my house because you don't know if it's that. They had it in the mall. Somebody, I guess, wasn't they selling it in the mall?
Yeah, everybody's got them now. They got them in Models now. But
and they blew up?
Yo, I knew it was getting crazy when people started selling them at this. Like, how you got a hoverboard for 80% off?
Right.
That's not.
Like, how Pathmark got hoverboard? Like, nah.
That's
what's going to happen soon. They're going to be like $50.
Yeah, that's when you know there's something wrong.
Soon they're going to be like $50 in Target.
Yeah.
What's crazy, though, the person who originally brought it out, when they brought it out, it was like $1,500. And I heard that they was trying to go after all the people for, like, stealing their patent. But it seemed like more and more are coming out. They must not be doing a good job at suing niggas for it, because there's so many people coming out with their own versions. I even know somebody who has their own version. I personally know somebody who got
that
their own version.
It?
It's like,
wow.
Yeah, that they did.
Mm.
It's
wow.
Like,
oh,
come on.
Yo, this just in, right?
Yeah.
We got another answer to the question of the day.
Question of the day.
Y'all ready for this answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hell no. To the no, no, no. To the no. Yo,
oh,
I think, listen, when I posted the question, I was just like, I already know the answer.
Right.
So, you know, ask anyway. But yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be the, so it's safe to say 90%, except for the one person who I got a response from that said, yeah, only because she would be a hypocrite if she didn't, and it's because she's a lesbian. She's bisexual herself. So, it's she's the only person that we got that said, yeah. Every other lady is like,
and that,
hell no.
How you say yes, and that's the only one, and it's out of guilt?
Crazy. It's one of the mysterious double standards of the world that
guy.
It's just what it is.
My name is Sky Jackson.
Sky Jackson. I don't know.
Is that the character's name on Empire?
Oh, Sky something. I only know
Sky.
Sky Summer, something
like that.
Yeah.
Summer,
I guess Sky Summer is the only one who's with it.
Yeah.
So guys, don't think you're about to find a Sky Summer out there.
Sky Summer. No. I thought it was Summer Sky.
No.
You know what I heard? This is random. Before we get into what blows mine, you know the singer Justine Sky?
Yeah.
Right? I heard she felt some kind of way about this character, because for two reasons. One, the character had the name Sky in it, and two, the character had purple hair, and Justine Sky has purple hair.
Mm.
So she felt, she wrote something like, cut the check, or something like that.
No, if they wanted to cut the check, sweetheart, they would have had you instead of her. They did cut the check, but it did not go through.
Oh, man. All right, yo, let's get into what blows mine. It's the part of the day where we say what gets under our skin. Press 1 if you're on the line, or 646-716-8544. Let's get that theme music popping. Hey. Hey.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it. And if you hate it, you can relate. That's what blows my mind. I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Everybody shut up. What blows mine? Basically, the part of the day where you say what gets under your skin, what irks your nerves, and all that good stuff. If you're on the line already, press 1. If you're listening on the computer, 646-716-8544, and then press 1. So, first off, let's talk about what's not blowing mine real quick. This weather. How about that? It's like springtime on December 13th. And I just needed to stay around a little bit longer.
That's crazy.
It's beautiful outside. Today especially is going to reach a record. It's going to probably reach over 70 in some areas, which is like unheard of. The record was set in like 1920-something. It was like 64 degrees, so we're going to exceed that. So fast shots to Mother Nature. I just feel like we're going to pay for it real soon.
Right?
It's like, enjoy it now. But, what I spoke about at the beginning of the show, what I said, what blows my, basically, when it comes to artists, I'm not saying that anybody was whack. It's like, you do your thing, you do your thing. But I personally just felt like that night, I felt like I seen Kendrick Lamar. I felt like I seen Meek Mill. I felt like I seen Jay-Z. And my thing was like, it's cool, you know, you get inspired by artists and all that. You might even make similar sounding music. But when you look like you just stepped off the set of the Kendrick Lamar biopic, that's not cool. That's crazy to me. So that blows my mind. I just feel like people need to be a little more original. Like, come on, there's already one Kendrick. There's already one Meek. Nobody is going to want another one. Like, do you. Like, the whole image, everything was just, like, the same. And it's like, bruh.
Okay.
Miss Judy, what you got this week? What blows yours?
What blows my... Oh, so last night, I'm at this restaurant in Harlem. And a fight breaks out.
What?
First of all, the service was terrible because we had reservations. And we had to wait almost an hour, like basically like 45 minutes to be seated. Then when we finally seated, you know, there was this group of girls that were like almost in back of us. You know, they were together. I guess it was somebody's birthday or whatever. And they just broke into a fight. Thank God I finished my meal. But my friend whose birthday it was as well, she didn't get to finish her meal. So long story short, we got a free meal and a complimentary free drink when we first got in there because we had to wait so long for the table. So it was just like, we had to leave. We couldn't even sing happy birthday to my friend or nothing. We bought her cake and everything. We couldn't even do that.
Wow.
So that, like, blew my...
Damn, that's crazy.
We could have took the cake somewhere else to sing happy birthday, but unfortunately, we left the candles in the kitchen. They didn't give us the candles back when we gave them the cake, you know, when they gave us the cake back or whatever. So it was just like corny. It was just like, oh, but that shit really blew my mind.
Yeah, that does definitely sound like something that would qualify for that. Mr. RB, we haven't had you with us in a few weeks. Something had to happen within this past 2 weeks.
Nothing.
You know what blows mine?
What blows?
When people damn, I don't want to do that. Nah, alright. I can't even do it. Oh, you know what? You know what blows mine?
What?
And I posted a picture of this last night. You know DJ Khaled, you seen the meme that's going around with DJ Khaled and Rick Ross, right?
What?
Nah, I didn't.
Where it's like Rick Ross is working out and DJ Khaled is like cheering him on.
Mm-hmm.
And in the picture, it looks like you got, it's like dudes in the back laughing.
Nah, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I just posted that on my Instagram last night. But, yeah, that blows mine. Like, the people in the back laughing. That's what I'm going to say. The people in the back laughing, that blows mine. When you have, like, people around you who don't support, you know, progress, that blows mine. People who are not open to progress and success and just elevation, that blows mine.
But
DJ Khaled is a man right now, by the way.
Yeah, he is. I got something that blows my from my producer Stacey, because she actually puts on events, and what blows hers is when artists are late for their own shows, like ridiculously late. Artists need to remember, mm-hmm, it's a business and time is money for all. And that's so true, because we, even though, you know, we go to these shows a lot of times, and it's, mm-hmm, you know how it is, and it is kind of crazy, especially for the promoter, because you tell people a set time, you got contracts with the venue, you got to be out by a certain time. Now, if the artist's late, and then, just kind of like along the same lines, but artists who go over their set time blow mine, too.
Yeah,
agree with this. Nigga, you got two songs. What are you doing calling up your whole crew? And it's like 20 minutes later, and you're like, all right, after this joint, one more joint. Like, no. Get off the stage.
And the worst, like, yo, so do, and you talking to the sound man and the promoter, like, do I have time for one more? Do I got time? Like, I'm good?
No.
You're not the same. You knew what it was.
You gotta ask that. You know you don't have time.
Girl.
Cut it out.
We're like, no,
yo,
you know
what blows my I read this thing, and it sounded good in the beginning, but then when I read the details on about the promotion, it blew mine. So there's this pizza shop. I can't even pronounce this shit. It's called Rosto Pomodoro.
Right.
It's in the city. And they have this special right now called 12 Days of Pizza. And it's starting today, and it's going to Christmas Eve. And it's basically unlimited pizza for $20 per person. Right? Sounds good. The part that blows mine...
Oh, you can eat there.
The part that blew mine is the fact that you can't... each person... gotta buy their own thing. It gotta be the same one that you gotta eat. The same one has to be ordered over and over, and it's a full pie. Like you ever went to one of those fresh pizza shops? Like what's the one that we went to, Miss Judy? Where you can only buy pies?
Oh, Grimaldi's.
Yeah, Grimaldi's, like pizza shops like that where it's fresh, and you could tell it's fresh because the mozzarella is up there nice, and me is not like that paper out there. So
right. It's
that type of pizza. And you have to eat the whole thing, crust included, everything, and then you got to get the same exact one again.
That's crazy.
When they got like 10 different things to choose from. That's what blew mine about the situation. I'm like, word, I'm about to go to the spot. But then when I read that, the fine print, it was like, nah.
Wait, say it again?
You can have unlimited pizza for $20 per person.
Right.
But you got to get the same pizza, the same one.
So if you get pepperoni, you got to get three pepperonis.
You got to keep getting the same one over and over.
That's
like,
cool.
If you wanted three, yeah. But look. Is it that you can you share with people though?
No, and that's another thing. You can't share.
That's crazy. How are you gonna tell me I can't share my listen?
That's crazy.
And you can't take nothing. You can't take anything to go either.
Not even if you pay for it.
Nah, because you're paying $20 flat rate.
You probably pay extra, you know, because I know some places that they do a deal on food, and then if you want to take it out, you have to pay an extra amount.
Nah. And I think that's good for, like, you know, the person who can eat a lot, but somebody like me that would not benefit, this is part of the reason why I don't go to buffets, like, all you can eat, because all I can eat is, like, a side of fries, and I'm
one
good.
Plate.
And the people who can really eat, then maybe this is cool. But for me, I would be wasting my $20. That's why
I feel like they just promote an unhealthy living. They just promote unhealthy living. They just want people to go crazy and see the food and just bug out.
They just want you to die.
Yeah. Or get sick enough to where you gotta go on medication and pay the hospital.
Well, for anybody who can eat a lot, you might want to take them up on this offer. Rosso Pomodoro. Unlimited pizza, $20. Another thing from my producer, Stacy, she said what blows her is people selling domain names for $155,000.
What?
And they're not even an established business. It's like, what?
Hold on, I don't
like, imagine, Miss Judy, you try to go buy MissJudy.com, somebody else got it, maybe, and then they try to sell it to you for $155,000. And they're not even doing
it.
It is a hustle. When you think about
and they
it.
Know, and they know if you're inquiring that you really need it. They see you, probably see you doing your thing. They like, yo.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? That's America, man. That's America.
Yeah.
What do you think America did? They bought land and they're selling it back to the people.
True.
So, welcome.
Welcome, Ray.
Damn.
Oh, man. So, last call for alcohol for anybody listening who wants to say what blows theirs. Don't be scared. Press 1. If not, you're going to get ready to wrap this thing on out. On up. At Miss Judy, at Vanilla Music, at I Am Hollywood. Got to get out here and enjoy this wonderful weather today. Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. HamptonBlue.com. No E on that blue, just BLU. What else we got? That's it. Download us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Every Sunday, 12 noon, we here. Any last words?
For no music.
Nah. I'm out.
That's it. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Fat shout out to Emotion. We're going to get her up here for an interview soon. And we out.
Yep.
We out.
Deuce.